All right. First of all, welcome to the show, Fred Wagoner Kiger. How are you?
Thank you, Ronald.
Can't remember my middle name.
I know. I did it again, Ronald.
You can't do it.
What?
Justin.
Ronald J. Justin. J-U-S-T-I-N?
Yep.
As in Timberlake?
Yeah. Long before Justin Timberlake was even thought of.
Yeah, before he was even a glint in his daddy's eye.
Yeah, his parents named him after me.
Exactly.
I'm sure.
I'm going to name you after that DJ guy from Rocky Mountain.
I'm not from Rocky Mountain.
I know, but that's where you were DJ.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, but you were down...
Other places, too.
Where?
I grew up in Rockingham.
Well, I knew that,
but
did you DJ there?
Yeah, I was in... I did. My hometown.
See, I'm learning something.
Yeah. I'll tell you something really amazing. I mean, this is trivial. I don't want to get stuck on this because I'll end up talking about it for 5 minutes. But recently, like just a few weeks ago, the morning guy on WAYN, my old radio station, first job I ever had, Jimmy Smith, had been at that radio station for 62 years. He just retired.
Goodness.
78 years old. He started working there when he was 16.
That is unbelievable. I hope the town shut down and gave him like a ticker tape parade.
Well, they should have, but you know, just a really nice guy. I learned a lot from him when I was there.
That's awesome.
And I can't believe his, you know, people think I've been doing this morning show for a long time. That guy's been there doing the morning show for 60, I think.
How about
he got I think he went full time at the radio station when he graduated from high school and never left.
How about that?
Which is kind of crazy.
Kudos to him.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
But at any rate, I was there in Lewisburg, Rocky Mount for years.
And then
here at WCHL. Chapel, that's right.
When CHL still played music.
Exactly. For many years.
Well, speaking of music, it's a wonderful segue.
Too, yeah. What?
Yesterday we did Radar Love and Golden Earring, but today we're doing something a little different in the musical sphere. We're doing polkas! Polkas!
Well, I probably won't know the answer to this.
I mean, to the Twirogs over there on Colony Woods area. To all the Polish folks out there.
Okay.
What's the correct name of the song?
Okay.
Whose chorus begins with, "Roll out the barrel."
I don't know.
Wow, really?
No, really.
What's the correct name of the song whose chorus begins with, "Roll out the barrel"?
I'm sure somebody will.
We'll have a barrel of fun. You know the tune, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Freddie, what's the real name of that song?
You don't know that? I really, seriously.
No, I mean, I know it as Roll Out the Barrel, but I don't know the name of the song.
Beer Barrel Polka.
Oh, Beer Barrel Polka.
Yeah,
of course I knew that.
Beer Barrel Polka.
I knew it at one time, I'd just forgotten it.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah, first popular worldwide during World War II.
Right.
Even though the world was in flames in a world war, every country kind of adopted the song and very popular with soldiers.
Yeah.
Changed the lyrics to fit their circumstances and situations.
Sure.
But the music had been originally composed by a Czech musician. And heck, Bobby Vinton even took the tune to number 33 in 1975.
Bobby Vinton is Polish, right?
May very well
be. I'm
pretty
sure.
Yeah. Beer Barrel Polka.
Yeah. Bobby Vinton, Blue on Blue.
That was a great song.
Heartache on Heartache. And what else?
Did he do White on Satin?
I believe he did. No, well, I'm not sure. But he had a lot of good songs.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and I think he's a Polish guy. He's still around, too, isn't he?
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Beer Barrel Polka. Which a lot of students are doing on Thursday and Friday and Saturday night.
And sometimes they don't even do the polka.
Leave
that part out.
Yeah.
Except these days they would call it what do you call it when you get one of those big...
A pony keg?
Keg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of. Beer keg polka.
Yes.
Or just beer keg.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.